So in between the chapters, I will read from the chapter summaries of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then just before we have the aarti, Mukunda Dutt Prabhu will speak on some very nice, deep philosophical understanding. So the chapter 24, Worshipping Govardhan Hill. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. In this chapter, Lord Sri Krishna crushes the pride of Indra by prohibiting a sacrifice intended for him and initiating a substitute sacrifice in worship of Govardhan Hill. When Sri Krishna saw the cowherd men busily preparing for a sacrifice to Indra, he inquired about it from their king, Nanda. Nanda explained that the rain given by Indra enables all living entities to maintain their lives, and therefore this sacrifice would be executed to satisfy him. Krishna responded, "It is because of karma alone that the living entities take their birth in a certain body, experience varieties of happiness and suffering in that body, and then give it up as the karma pertaining to it runs out. Thus, it is karma alone that is our enemy, our friend, our guru, and our Lord. And Indra can do nothing to alter the happiness and distress of anyone, for everyone is tightly bound by his or her karmic reactions. The material modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance bring about the creation, maintenance, and destruction of this world. The clouds give forth rain, and when they are impelled by the mode of passion, and cowherds prosper by protecting the cows. Furthermore, the cowherd's proper residence is in the forest and on the hills. Therefore, you should offer worship to the cows, the Brahmins, and Govardhan Hill." After Krishna spoke thus, he arranged for the cowherd men to worship Govardhan with the paraphernalia collected for the sacrifice to Indra. He then assumed a huge, unprecedented transcendental form and devoured all the food and other offerings presented to Govardhan. As he did so, he proclaimed to the cowherd community that although they had worshipped Indra for so long, he had never appeared in person, whereas Govardhan himself had now manifested before their eyes and eaten their offerings of foodstuffs. Therefore, they should all now offer obeisances to Govardhan Hill. So I think we should do that. Then Lord Krishna joined the cowherds in offering obeisances to his own newly assumed form. Since we have the presence of Srimati Tulsi Devi, I would like to sing the Tulsi Kirtan.
Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Radha Krishna Seva Pabo He Abhi Lashi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Yetomar Sharanaloy Charvanja Purnahu. Kripa kori koro tari Vrindavana vasi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo E Abhilashi Mora E Abhilash Vilas Kunje Diovas Nayana Haribo Sada Yugala Rupa Rashi Chalasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Eya Vilashi E Nive Dannadha Sakir Anu Gattakuru Seva Adhikara Diye Kora Nija Dasi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo E Abhilashi Dina Krishna Dase Koi E Jaina Morahoi Shri Radha Govinda Preme Sada Jena Vasi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo E Abhilashi Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare Penata Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare He Natha Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare He Natha Narayana Vasudeva Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nithai Gauranga Jaya Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Jaya Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga Jaya Gaura Hari Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada.
Chapter 25 of the 10th canto, Lord Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill. This chapter describes how Lord Indra was overcome by anger when the residents of Vraja canceled his sacrifice, and how he tried to punish them by sending forth a devastating rainfall to Vrindavan, and how Lord Sri Krishna protected Gokula by lifting Govardhan Hill, and for 7 days using it as an umbrella to ward off the rain. Indra, angered at the disruption of the sacrifice meant for him, and falsely presuming himself the supreme controller, said, "People often give up the pursuit of transcendental knowledge, the very means for self-realization, and imagine that they can cross over the ocean of material existence by mundane, fruitive sacrifices. Similarly, these cowherd men have become intoxicated by pride and have offended me by taking shelter of an ignorant, ordinary child." What's his name? Cover your ears. Now we have to take bath in the Ganges with our clothes on, or we have to give up our lives. We give up our lives by chanting. Everybody? To remove this supposed pride of the residents of Vraja, Indra sent the clouds known as Sangvartaka, whose function is to facilitate the destruction of the world. He sent them to harass the Vrajavasis with downpours of rain and hail. The cowherd community was very disturbed by this and approached Krishna for shelter. Understanding that this trouble was the work of Indra, Krishna decided to smash to pieces Indra's false prestige, and thus he lifted Govardhan Hill with one hand. He then invited the entire cowherd community to take shelter in the dry space beneath the mountain. For 7 successive days, he held up the hill until Indra finally understood Krishna's mystic power and ordered the clouds to withdraw. When the cowherd villagers emerged from beneath the mountain, Krishna put Govardhan Hill back in its proper place. The cowherd men and women were in ecstasy, showing loving symptoms such as flowing tears and bodily hair standing on end. They embraced Krishna and offered him benedictions according to their respective positions, while the demigods in heaven rained down flowers and sang the Lord's praises. Chapter number 26, Wonderful Krishna. In this chapter, Nanda Maharaj describes Krishna's opulences to the cowherd men, as Nanda had heard them from Gargamuni. The cowherd men, unaware of Lord Krishna's power, were amazed to see his various extraordinary activities. The men approached Nanda Maharaj and told them that after seeing how Krishna, a boy only 7 years old, had lifted a mountain, and how he had previously killed the demoness Putana and generated extreme attraction in the hearts of everyone in Vrindavan, the men had become doubtful and were bewildered about how Sri Krishna could possibly have taken birth in the unsuitable environment of a cowherd community. Nanda replied by relating to them what Gargamuni had told him about Sri Krishna. Gargamuni had said that in the previous 3 ages, Nanda's boy had manifested himself in white, red, and yellow forms, whereas now in the Dwarapa age, he had assumed his darkish blue form, Krishna Rupa. Because he descended as the son of Vasudev, one of his many names is Vasudev, and he has innumerable other names indicating his many qualities and activities. Gargamuni had predicted that Krishna would prevent all sorts of catastrophes in Gokul. He would spread unlimited auspiciousness and increase the ecstasy of the cowherd men and women. Giriraj ki. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan,
Giri Govardhan, Jai Giri Govardhan. Jai Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jai Giri Govardhan. Jaya Radha, Krishna Radha, Krishna Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govinda Gopinath, Madana Mohan. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol.
Gargamuni had predicted that Krishna would prevent all sorts of catastrophes in Gokul, spread unlimited auspiciousness, and increase the ecstasy of the cowherd men and women. In a previous age, he had provided protection for the saintly Brahmins when they were harassed by locust dacoits and there was no proper ruler in society. As the demons in the higher planets can never defeat the demigods who have Lord Vishnu on their side, no enemy can ever defeat those who love Krishna. In his affinity for his devotees and in his opulence and power, Krishna is just like Lord Narayan himself. Overjoyed and awestruck by Gargamuni's statements, the cowherd men concluded that Krishna must be an empowered representative of the Supreme Lord Narayan. Thus they worshipped him and Nanda Maharaj. Krishna Prem. Chapter 27. Lord Indra and Mother Surabhi offer prayers. This chapter describes how the Surabhi cow and Indra, having seen the amazing power of Lord Krishna, performed a bathing ceremony for him. Ashamed of having attacked Vrindavan with a violent storm, Indra secretly came before Lord Krishna, offered obeisances, and praised him. Indra stated that although Sri Krishna is never caught in the current of material illusion, which is born of ignorance, he nevertheless accepts a human-like body and performs various activities to establish religious principles and chastise the wicked. By this means, he crushes the false prestige of those who presume themselves great controllers. Indra went on to declare that Krishna is the father, Guru, and Lord of all living entities, and that in the form of time, he is the agent of their punishment. Satisfied with Indra's prayers, Sri Krishna told them that he had stopped the Indra Yajna so that Indra, puffed up as he was with false pride, would remember the Lord. Persons intoxicated by material opulence never see Krishna standing before them with the rod of punishment in his hand. Therefore, if Lord Krishna desires the actual good fortune of some person, he brings him down from his position of opulence. Lord Krishna ordered Indra to return to his proper position in heaven and to serve there without egotism. Indra, along with the cow Surabhi, then performed a bathing ceremony for Krishna using the water of the heavenly Ganges and the milk of Mother Surabhi. Indra and the cow took this opportunity to bestow upon the Lord the name Govinda, and the demigods showered flowers and recited various prayers. Krishna praying, who should be our next?
Jaya Radha Adava Punjabi Hari. Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari.
Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari.
Gobi Jana Vallava Girivarad Hari. Gobi Jana Vallabha Girivarad Hari.
Gobi Jana Vallabha Girivarad Hari.
Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari.
Gobi Jana Vallabha Girivarad Hari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari.
So the following was recorded by Srila Prabhupada on July 20th, 1971, in New York. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So this is the original nature of Krishna. Original nature of Krishna. He is Radha Madhav. He is the lover of Srimati Radharani. And Kunja Bihari, always enjoying the company of the gopis within the bushes of Vrindavan forest. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. So he's not only lover of Radharani, but Braja Jana Vallabha. The whole residents of Vrindavan, they love Krishna. They do not know anything else. They do not know whether Krishna is God or not. Neither they are very much harassed that I shall love Krishna if he is God. He may be God or he may be whatever he is, it doesn't matter. But we love Krishna, that's all. That is called unalloyed love. If Krishna is God, then I shall love him. This is conditional love. This is not pure love. Krishna may be God or whatever he may be, but by his wonderful acts, the Brajavasi, they are thinking, oh Krishna, he is very wonderful child. Maybe some demigod. Maybe some demigod. Because people are generally under the impression that the demigods are all powerful. They're powerful within this material world, but they do not know that Krishna is above all of them. Ishvara Paramaha Krishnaha Sachid Ananda Vigraha. The highest demigod is giving his opinion. The supreme controller is Krishna. So as the residents of Vrindavan, they love Krishna without any condition. Similarly, Krishna also loves them. Braja Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. When the inhabitants of Vrindavan were in danger because they stopped Indra Yajna, and Indra became very angry, and he sent very great powerful cloud and reigned over Vrindavan incessantly for 7 days. So when the inhabitants became very much disturbed, Krishna, although he was only 7 years old boy, he saved them by lifting the Govardhan hill. So he taught Indradev, demigod, that to stop your disturbance is the business of my little finger. That's all. So he came down to his knees. These things we'll find in Krishna book. So as Gopi Jana Vallabha, his only business is how to protect Gopi Jana. So our Krishna consciousness movement is how to become one of the Gopi Jana. Let's say that again, all together. So our Krishna consciousness movement is how to become one of the Gopi Jana. Anybody not like that? If you don't, you're in the wrong place. Then Krishna will save us from any danger, even by lifting a hill or mountain. Krishna is so kind and so powerful. When Krishna lifted the hill, he did not practice some yoga system. That is God. Although he was a child, he was playing like a child and he was dealing like a child. But when there was need, he was manifesting as God. What about Damodar Leela? How does Krishna show that he's God in Damodar Leela? Okay, that was after. Yes. Yes. What happened with the rope? No matter how much rope, what happened? Therefore, he's showing Yashoda what? He's in control. I'm God. Unless I agreed to be bound up, forget about it. Then he allowed himself to be tied up. Yes. Then he tore down the two trees. That is Krishna. Not that he has to go and practice some yoga system and then he becomes God. No. He's not that type of God. Not manufactured God. He is God. So Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. And as a child, as beloved child of Yashoda, Yashoda Nandana, Krishna likes to be the child of a devotee. He wants to be chastised from his devotee father and mother. Because everyone worships him, Nobody goes to chastise him. So he takes pleasure when a devotee chastises him. That is Krishna's service. If Krishna takes pleasure being chastised, so the responsibility is taken by a devotee. All right, I shall become your father and chastise you. When Krishna wants to fight, one of his devotees becomes Hiranyakashipu and fights with him. So all activities of Krishna is with his devotees. Therefore, to become associate of Krishna, to develop Krishna consciousness. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. His only business is how to satisfy. As Vraja Jana's business is how to satisfy Krishna, similarly Krishna's business is how to satisfy Vraja Jana. This is reciprocation of love. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is wandering on the banks of the Yamuna to please the gopis, the cowherd boys, the birds, beasts, calves. They are not ordinary birds, beasts, calves, or men. They are on the top of self-realization. Krita Punya Punja. After many, many lives, they got that position to play with Krishna. So our Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that anyone can go to Krishna and become his associate. All in favor, say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
As a friend or so many other things, as a servant, as a father, as a mother. And Krishna is agreeable to any one of these propositions. These things are described very nicely in our teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So Krishna does not even go a step from Vrindavan. The original Krishna is in Vrindavan. That is described in the Brahma Sanhita. Chintamani prakarasadmasu kalpavriksha lakshavrateshu surabhir abhipalayantam lakshmi sahasrashatasamram sevyamanam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Lord Brahma is accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in Vrindavan. Kvenum Kvanantam. He is engaged in playing on his flute. So take advantage of these books, this knowledge, and this prasadam, this chanting, and be happy and go to Krishna. So nice thing. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.